Hello, it's Brody. I love bringing mummification to you each week, and if you'd like to support me to keep doing that, you can make a once-off donation through the Acast supporter feature. There's no regular subscription, and your donation will help pay our music license, buy audio gear, and put fuel in my car so I can keep interviewing the amazing women who share their stories with us. There's a link in the show description and episode show notes.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Mummification. I'm your host, Brody Matner. This podcast is a space for women and parents to talk about how they're feeling. And sometimes they feel like swearing. So this episode may not be suitable for young ears. Melissa Finlay is a holistic nutritionist, personal trainer and Pilates instructor. She is also mum to Percy and Evie. Thank you for chatting with me.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming and meeting me.
Oh, no, it's nice. I like getting out of the house.
Yeah, it's always good to get out.
If you were stuck on a desert island and you could take one meal, one drink and one personal item, what would that be?
Oh,
we won't judge you if it's like alcohol and chocolate.
Oh, well, the drink would definitely be coffee, for sure. So I can only take one person.
One personal item.
One personal item. Maybe a book. Which book would it be, though? Tuesdays with Morrie. Have you read that?
Yes, not for years, but yes.
That's probably my all-time favourite book, and I feel like that would light me up and get me through the desert island situation. And what meal?
Yep.
Oh, maybe a burger. Because, no, like, there's no health rules on the desert island, is there?
No.
So maybe some Maccas.
You could make it a meal.
Yeah.
That'd count as one.
Yeah, so, like, probably a Big Mac meal from McDonald's.
It's a classic.
That would make me happy, at least.
Can you share a bit about your personal story and how it is you came to do what you do now and why?
Sure. So I really left uni. I did an arts degree, didn't actually finish my arts degree, not knowing what the heck I wanted to do with my life. And I just kind of fell into finance, the finance kind of world, insurance specifically. And then I met my husband there, and back then, so we're talking 12 years ago, I was a smoker, I was really unhealthy, but it really wasn't like a priority for me to change all of that. And then I met him and he didn't want to be with a smoker. So I had a decision to make, and I made the decision to quit smoking, which was like a really hard thing to do, really hard. But once I'd done that, I realized how much better I felt not smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. Like, I was pretty full-on smoker back then. And it kind of sparked the interest in me to kind of do more. So I started changing my diet a little bit. I qualified as a PT, although I never ended up really working in that industry. I just realized that wasn't really for me. But I enjoyed sort of learning more about my body and how it works and how to keep healthy and feel good. That was the main thing. And I noticed as I was making all these changes that I came to a healthier weight, which was great. I had more energy, but my cycles started to regulate more and be less painful. And I was always kind of the understanding that it was just the way things were, until I realized that actually the things that I was putting in my body and the things that I was doing was affecting those things. And so that is why I decided to then train as a nutritionist. And I did that on the side of full-time work, and I had my kids in between all of that. And then I was on maternity leave with Evie, so my second born, when I decided to give that job away and start doing this as my career. So, and here we are.
Here we are. And so what, in terms of services, for, do you work a lot with mums?
I pretty much work with mums as the exclusive demographic. Some women are not mums, but what I think all women have in common is their life stages in terms of what their hormones are doing, and also how our busy lifestyles, mum or not a mum, really affect our health in that way. Mums is, I'd say 99% of the women that I work with are mums.
And what are some of the most common issues that they come to you with?
Burnout. So burnout is a bit of a trendy term for adrenal fatigue, or actually it's adrenal hypothalamic axis dysfunction. That's the technical term. And what that fancy those words mean is that your brain and your adrenal glands have stopped sort of coordinating together, and it leads to dysfunction in that you can't regulate your stress hormones very well, and so you get exhausted. So it happens when there's a lot of stress going on that you're not dealing with, so you're not clearing out of your body, and our adrenals start to get fatigued from that and stop regulating our stress hormones the way that they should, and that leads to feeling like you're exhausted, but you can also not switch off. It's that kind of feeling.
Right.
So fixing that's a really common one. And then hormone imbalance in terms of like PMS symptoms, or worse, like really heavy periods or irregular periods or missing periods. And that all comes down to that balance between estrogen and progesterone, those two main hormones, and, you know, things like diet, lifestyle, again, stress really affect those things. So they're probably the top two that people come to me with. And then just plain out, you know, exhaustion, you know.
And so if someone comes to you with what you think is like postnatal depletion, what does that look like when they come to you? What do they say?
They say that they're always tired, that they feel like they can't get clear in their head, so the brain fog is a real issue. And, you know, usually there's an emotional component to it as well. They feel like they're not coping. They feel like they should be happier than they are, or they should be, you know, able to do more with their kids than they are. And then we look further into what's going on. So we might run some blood tests to see where their levels are at in terms of their nutrients, like iron and a few others. And then their thyroid is a big player. And we'll find that there's issues there with their levels. And unfortunately, not every GP checks these things at the 6-week checkup. And even if they do, they can still become depleted after that point as well, because, you know, some women will breastfeed for 12 months or longer, and that is really depleting on our stores if we're not on top of it. So that's what it looks like. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. And in terms of hormonal issues, how can we recognise that something's a hormonal issue, and are there kind of common hormonal issues that you come across?
So one of the most common that I see is an imbalance with estrogen. So estrogen will be too high in relation to their progesterone. The common symptoms of those are things like heavy periods, cramps, bloating, acne as well. So they are signals to me that that's most likely an issue with estrogen. But having said that, it could also be that estrogen is actually normal and their progesterone is too low. So it's trying to figure out the slight variations in those symptoms. For example, if it's low progesterone, we often see like anxiety in the lead up to period time and spotting and shorter cycles. So there's a few differences there. But the only definitive way to know for sure is through testing. So as a routine, I would ask my clients to go and get tested through their GP. And if their GP is unwilling, we can order it privately. But that gives me a good idea of what's actually happening so that we can target that through supplementation, first of all, and then use diet and lifestyle to correct, but then also keep them on the right track in the future.
So if parents, particularly mums, are feeling any of these things or they're just absolutely exhausted or at the end of their tether, what are some small changes that they can make? Obviously not targeted to specific, but just if you can generalize, what are some small changes that mums can make that'll make it have a reasonable impact?
Yeah, definitely eating breakfast. I know a lot of mums get caught up in the morning routines and then they look and it's 11 o'clock and they still haven't eaten anything, which may not be problematic for some, but for lots it will be, especially for the new mums that are maybe breastfeeding and they've got young kids. And starting the day with a protein-rich breakfast. So I really like eggs for that reason, because eggs have a lot of protein in them. They also have some good fat in there as well. And what that does, it gives them the energy that they need, but also stabilizes blood sugar throughout the morning, so they're not going to get that dip in energy mid-morning. And then we do the same thing at lunchtime. We have something that's very protein and fat rich with some carbs as well, but nicely balanced, so that they've got the energy they need to go through the afternoon. So that would be, I guess it's not a small thing, but one thing that they could do that would have a big impact on how their energy stabilizes throughout the day.
I know I do that all the time. I either forget or just run out of time because you're so nuts getting everything and everyone ready. Well, then like I realized the other day, we go to play group in the morning and I take lunch with us because it's a bit of a drive to where we go to play group, and I take lunch with them, and I had been packing lunch for the girls to eat after play group before we drive home, but I just completely forgot to pack lunch for me. But I'd been doing it for weeks before I even realized, and then I was like, well, I'm doing it anyway, why don't I just make lunch for me as well, and then we can all eat instead of going, oh, I'll figure me out later.
Yeah,
because you don't.
It's exactly right, and it's so common for mums to put themselves last on the list of things to do or things to care for.
Yeah,
and unfortunately it leads to long-term burnout, exhaustion, hormone imbalances and things. The thing that I see commonly too is that you know, women will, or mums will, miss breakfast and then they will eat a piece of toast for lunch because, again, they're busy getting everyone else organized, and maybe they're making some toast or a sandwich for somebody else and they'll just throw a piece of toast down the gob. And what's problematic about that is that, yes, it will give you a bit of an energy burst to begin with, but it's a very quick burn because there's not that protein and that fat balancing out the carbohydrates, so their blood sugar will spike up and then it will crash. And so that's why so many women struggle with that 3 p.m. slump, because their blood sugar has just bottomed out for the day and they need to bring it back up quickly. So they go looking for the sugar and biscuits and things, and then the cycle sort of continues. So it's about breaking that cycle by incorporating the protein and the fat. It's all about the protein and the fat.
I think that's, like, for me, that cycle really crept up on me. Mm. Like, we had our second and it was in the middle of COVID, and so everything was a bit locky down and, you know. And then sort of before I knew it, I was eating like a block of chocolate over the course of the day, but sometimes half a block of chocolate would replace a meal.
Yes, yeah.
This is like my dirty little secret that I have not told my husband. But it was full like addict behavior, because I would hide it from him because I didn't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
And then you kind of just get through and get through and get through, and of course you're stuffed by the end of the day. Yeah. But it wasn't until I started repeating back to myself what I'd eaten, and it was not good.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't
I have certainly have not fixed that completely. But I feel like I'm starting to sort of just claw my way back to not being absolutely ridiculous.
Mm. That it can get really hard when you get stuck into habits like that. And I think being prepared is super important when it comes to what we eat in the day, because if we haven't thought about it, if we haven't shopped for the week or, got things in the fridge and the cupboard that we can use, then it's so much easier to just go, oh, well, stuff it. We'll just have the chocolate or the toast or whatever it is, box of shapes, whatever you find in the cupboard, because there's been no preparation to prepare anything that's sort of nutritious and balanced.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So what are some of the specific programs or services that you offer?
So I work with women one-on-one. So those women will have energy struggles or maybe the burnout, like I was mentioning before, which post-COVID has been huge. Everyone's stress levels are all over the place and they really need to kind of bring them back into alignment. Hormone issues and diagnosed hormonal issues like polycystic ovarian syndrome or endometriosis, they're two of the big ones that I see a lot of. And then more and more I'm concentrating on gut health. So lots of us have, annoying issues like bloating, like chronic bloating or chronic constipation. And that all plays into our energy levels too. So a lot of brain fog and depletion because our gut is not optimal. So we're not absorbing our nutrients well. So we could be chronically low in iron, that kind of thing. So I'm seeing a lot of that in clinic and treating a lot of that and in myself too at the moment. So it's really interesting to go on the journey alongside my clients. And I've just recently launched a new group program called Back to Balance for women who want to know more about all of these things, really. So we're talking this week about how to eat for energy. So some of the things I've just talked about. And we'll be talking about how stress has an effect on our gut and how that has an effect on our liver and how our liver has an effect on our hormones, and it's all interrelated. And then the special topic of the group is also perimenopause. So that affects women from around the age of 40, could be earlier. And in fact, I think 38 is kind of like the number where I start to see women starting to show signs of early perimenopause. And stress can, we become less stress resilient as we get towards our age, and so we're more susceptible to hormonal changes and things. So that is a big topic within the group. We've just kicked that off this week actually, and so far it's been really amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
What are some of the symptoms of perimenopause?
So depression and anxiety is a big one in the lead up to our period. So if you start to notice changes in how you're feeling in that lead up, that is a big sign that something's going on. Things like in the very early stages, our cycle's getting shorter. And then as we progress through more towards menopause, our cycle starts to get longer as our ovulation becomes a bit more erratic or sparse. Heavier periods is one. brain fog, memory loss. So a lot of the things I've already kind of mentioned, but they start to occur as part of that life process when things like our diet and our lifestyle aren't quite in balance. So there's a big part of perimenopause is that we have to start learning, our brains start to have to start learning to deal with less estrogen in our body and then less progesterone as well. And so there's like a recalibration process that goes on with our brain. And so, feeding our brain, feeding our hormones and our body with nutrition, like the right nutritious foods, is a really big part of getting through perimenopause in a more gentle way.
Yeah.
It's
just sounds really violent. Like our poor bodies. You have babies, and you know, if you have them biologically, that's a lot of stress on your body. And then you have them, however you have them physically, that's a big stress on your body. And then if you breastfeed and you're tired, and it's just like a battering. And then if you've had your kids in your late 30s, like I did, and then all of a sudden you're 40 and you get perimenopause.
That's it. And this is why I'm a women's health nutritionist, not a men's health nutritionist, because
they have been more simple.
Yeah. We just need so much more help, unfortunately.
And then do you tailor specific like dietary eating programs for clients?
So with my one-on-one clients, they get access to my recipe library, which is like an online thing that they can access. And I teach them how to meal plan for themselves, because I'm all about giving them the tools so they can go on without me, to be able to do it themselves. In Back to Balance, they actually do get a weekly meal plan with recipes so that they've got that tool to sort of show them how to implement what they're learning in a very quick kind of efficient way, and to give them some inspiration as well. Not all the ladies in this first round are following the meal plan word for word. They're just sort of more using it as like a tool, which it's flexible in that way. You don't have to follow the meal plan, but it's a good way to show people how to use the information that I'm giving them in a practical way.
What's a piece of advice you would give expectant mums in terms of how to prep for the first little bit? Because I know that my youngest is about 20 months now, and I think it's only now that I feel that I would be able to take on something like planning for myself. And so that's a decent chunk of time between birth. And I mean, I'm not saying, you know, stock your freezer for 20 months, but is there anything that you would tell expectant mums to prep for, any way they can sort of help themselves in those initial
weeks? Kind of first or the fourth trimester, as they call it? Yes, I always recommend stocking the freezer for sure, but with things like soups and broths, because if we make our own broths, they're so healing on our gut, which actually does get a battering through pregnancy and childbirth, no matter which way you actually give birth. Because if you think about like the baby sitting in our uterus, our poor little stomach is like squished up, balled up in the corner. And then we give birth whichever way, like I said, and it gets disturbed again, and then has to kind of go back to where it was and start functioning normally again. And that disturbance can cause inflammation. And it is a common thing I hear that women in that postpartum period will be dealing with either constipation or maybe even some loose stools, like it because of that disturbance that's gone on. So things like soups are really soothing on the gut, and things like slow cooked meats, the same thing. They're because they're easily digestible and they're full of good nutrients and healing. So, And they're good meals to freeze too. And we can batch cook those. Like we can use the slow cooker and batch cook, you know, stews and things like that and then freeze them down. And then hydration. That is, oh, so many of us mums just do not get enough water in because we're so busy, you know, doing everything else that we just forget. So having glasses of water or drink bottles like set up around the house and definitely at your feeding station if you're breastfeeding, next to your bed, next to wherever you kind of sit most when you're playing with the kids or whatever it is or changing nappies, so that you remember to drink water. Because if we don't have that fluid in us, our cells can't function properly, we feel tired, our immune system starts to drop, and yeah, it's just this flow-on effect. So super important. And the last piece of advice, I think, is definitely get those levels checked. So the ones that you really want to concentrate on are your iron stores, vitamin D, zinc, and B12. So they're all the ones that help with energy, hormone balance, immunity. And then our thyroid. Sometimes postpartum thyroid health can go a bit funny just because of all the hormonal changes that are going on. So it's good to just kind of make sure that it is tracking along as it should by getting that checked with the GP.
And as a mum, what's something, or as a nutritionist, mm-hmm. what's something empowering that you would say to new mums?
Oh, as a mum, I would say please trust yourself to know what's right for you and right for your baby. And yes, you can get advice from elsewhere, but I think if you just kind of stop and listen to your own knowing, it will tell you what to do. And speaking from experience, breastfeeding for me was super hard. And with Percy, my firstborn, I did kind of push through it because I did want to give him that nourishment, but in the back of my mind, if I'm honest, I was also thinking about like, what will people think of me if I give up, you know? So there were quite a few issues there that I spent a lot of time and money ironing out, and we did get there in the end. With Evie though, I got in to 3 weeks and I just sort of knew in myself that it was time to give it up. Because of the effect that was having on Percy, with me always, you know, being kind of stuck to this newborn and not having a free hand to help. Like I remember this night where Aiden, my husband, was out somewhere and Percy just wanted me to open this muesli bar for him and I couldn't do it because my hands, I could not take a hand away or she would, you know, not be latching properly. And that's, I kind of knew in that moment that it was not helping anyone, especially my mental health, by keeping on. So I stopped and the world didn't stop and maybe people judged me, but in the end it was the right thing to do. So yeah, just listen to your knowing.
That's good. Are you a Glennon Doyle fan?
I love Glennon Doyle. How did you know?
Because she calls it her knowing.
Yeah, her knowing. Yes.
That's it. As soon as you said it, I was like, Glennon.
So that's where I got it from.
My husband is so sick of me banging on about Glennon Doyle. I'm like, Glennon says
that she's the best. I say to myself all the time, what would Glennon do?
She's like, she is my knowing. That was good. So, yeah, trust your knowing and listen to Glennon Doyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent advice. Thank you so much for chatting.
You're welcome.
Was there anything else that you wanted to add or that you think is important to cover?
No, I think that we've pretty much summed it up. Go and listen to Glennon Doyle's podcast after you've listened to this.
Thank you so much, Mel, for sharing some of your incredible and helpful knowledge. There is a link in the show notes to Mel's website where you can check out all of the programs and services she offers. There is also a link to buy Glennon Doyle's book and another link to her podcast, We Can Do Hard Things, so that you can understand what Mel and I are banging on about, but Glennon Doyle is amazing. Mummification is produced and hosted by me, Brodie Matner. Our beautiful music is composed by Ben Talbot Dunn. If you're enjoying the show, please rate, review and subscribe. You'll be notified when a new episode is released and it helps us reach new audiences, which in turn will hopefully help more women feel less alone. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.